What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the MSU Sports Zone podcast. Victory Wednesday. It's a weird phrase, but it's Victory Wednesday. Michigan State goes on the road and defeats number 6 Duke, 75-69. Tom Izzo gets his first win ever in Cameron Indoor Stadium, improving his record to 1-3 in Cameron. And I believe that's 3 wins over Coach K. So it's a step in the right direction for Tom over Duke. I'm kidding. All jokes aside, Michigan State has won 2 of the last 3 over Duke, and 2 times in the last 20 months, which I believe is the most out of any team in college basketball. So kudos to coaches and the staff for getting a huge, huge victory on the road. Now let's get into the episode where you guys all want to hear what I have to think about the game. First things first, here is a bold statement I will make. Michigan State has the most depth on this team that Tom Izzo's had since 2009 or 2010. Before you guys go bananas and, oh my God, what's he talking about? Name a team that's had more depth. I mean, I guess you can go look at 2015 when they went to the Final Four, although they were a lower seed. But I believe this team is way more top-heavy than that team. You can also argue 2018, they were talented. But you look at the back end of the roster, not as great of a bench as I believe this team has. So I think this team has the most depth. Since 2009 or 2010, I don't think that's a bold statement. You guys can DM me your thoughts on that. I'm curious to what you guys believe about that, about the depth moving forward. I did not know the depth would be this good already this early. It seems like basically everyone outside the walk-ons can play quality minutes for this team. And I'm excited to see what the rest of the season has in store for us. Now, to my most, I don't know what way to word this, but let's just get into top performers. That's an easy way to put it. So Rocket Watts, 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Rocket Watts played, if not the best game he's played at Michigan State. He was awesome last night, guys. Outside of the few boneheaded turnovers, as we mentioned in the post-game press conference, he was near spotless. You guys got to realize as well, like I was telling someone else, this is his third game of his life, basically, at playing true point guard. You guys recall at Spire and AAU, he was the 2 guard. And as Jay Billings mentioned on the broadcast last night, you know, Rocket Watts' dad and Tom Izzo this summer had to basically tell Rocket, look, if you want to go to the NBA and be successful and be a career, you're going to have to be a point guard. You know, he's only 6'2", guys. You don't see many 6'2" shooting guards in the NBA this day and age. You look at Klay Thompson, you know, Bradley Beal, all the successful 2 guards, most of them are 6'5", 6'4", 6'6". So for his third ever game starting at point guard, Rocket Watts is doing a phenomenal job. He's learning on the fly. And guess what, guys? He's only going to get better. So that's the great thing about it. Second player, Aaron Henry. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. So another thing that my man David pointed out, Spartan Hoops, check him out, SpartanHoops.com, is that Aaron Henry came back this year, and everything he wanted to improve on and told Izzo, this is what I want to improve on because I want to be an NBA player as soon as probably next year, he's doing. He's running the point. Like Joey Hauser mentioned to Andy Katz on March Madness Live last night, Aaron Henry, Foster, and Rocket are all capable and are all going to play the point guard position this year. I don't think Henry's going to, you know, go out there and start a point guard, but in the phrase he was using was, we're comfortable with Aaron bringing the ball up the floor. Kind of all you see, I'm not comparing them before you guys freak out. You see LeBron and with the Lakers. They don't say LeBron's the point guard, but, you know, they're comfortable with him bringing up the ball. That's the same with Michigan State. You're not going to see Henry starting at point guard, but he can bring up the ball whenever he's capable. And that's something he's improved on tremendously since he arrived here as a freshman. His confidence with shooting it's increased tremendously to say the least. You know, I remember as a freshman, we all knew he was a stout, tough defensive player. But offensively, it seemed like he was only capable, and not even only capable, he was only confident at driving to the hole left. Now he'll go right. He's getting incredible at making decisions, to put it in perspective. Had an awesome assist to Julius Marble on that dunk. He's just getting awesome at running the floor. You see him on the bench coaching with Tommy Izzo sitting in the seat. Might be hearing an earful today. But Aaron Henry has improved tremendously, and his draft stock is only going up at this point, guys. Very good game for Aaron Henry. Joey Hauser and Malik Hall both had double-doubles. Hauser had 11 points, 10 rebounds in only 23 minutes because, as you guys saw, he got two bullshit fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game. He had to sit most of the first half. Malik Hall also double-double in 29 minutes of play. And Julius Marble, guys, I think he was, I don't want to say the player of the game, but definitely the most surprised player last night and probably his best performance at Michigan State. He went for 12 points in only 12 minutes. Definitely the most efficient performance of the night, I would say, without a doubt. As his great quote in the post game, he said, "Hey, what motivated you?" And that he said, "I don't like Duke. I don't think anyone does." Perfect example, man. He played awesome. Now, there were some negatives last night, guys. So I want to talk about the negatives. You know, I know everyone's going to want all positive, but to be a great team, you also got to improve on the negatives. So there's three main negatives I've taken away from not just last night, but the first three ball games. First things first, closing out games. It's something as simple as that. For the second straight game, you saw Michigan State get lackadaisical. Sorry for messing that word up. But in the last 2 to 3 minutes, you know, they were killing Notre Dame last was it Sunday? And Notre Dame just climbed back. You know, they still won the game by 10 points, but that game should have been a 25-point win. And Izzo mentioned in the post game, like, we got to get better at closing out games. I don't think Izzo's telling them out there, you know, don't play defense, but it seems as like they're just letting them shoot the ball, which I get it. You don't want to foul, call stupid fouls, but you got to just get better overall at closing out ball games. And last thing, as you guys saw, that Michigan State win, let's be honest, it should have been probably a 15-to-20-point win. It ended up only being 6. Duke hit a couple, you know, late threes, banked in threes. Basically hit every free throw. Aaron Henry made a dumb turnover travel in the end, which, I mean, it didn't affect the game, but talking about margin-wise, you know, once you're in tighter games, it's going to hurt you. Michigan State had a basically a huge lead the entire second half, but if there's there's a few things, but one of the main things we have to improve on moving forward is closing out ball games. Second thing, and no one's mentioned this one, guys, but I, from my own eyes, you guys can correct me, I think this is something we definitely need to improve on, and that's free throw shooting down the stretch, guys. So I looked at the stats. Michigan State only shot 64% from the free throw line compared to Duke's 80%. Also, another negative, I'm going to talk about both these at once, turnovers. Turnovers. Michigan State had 15 turnovers compared to Duke's 11. So Michigan State led in turnovers. They shot 16% worse from the free throw line, and they still won this game easily. So I mean, these are negatives, guys, but they're also positives to take from it. You know, Izzo can tell these guys, look, I mean, Foster Lawyer, they couldn't have jinxed him any worse on the broadcast. Oh, he was near spotless from the free throw line at Clarkston under Dane Fife's dad. Clank, clank. I mean, he went 1 for 3. I'm like, come on. You know, stop jinxing him. And then turnovers, just stupid ones in the end. You can fix that. I mean, you know, I mean, Henry traveled, you know, when they tried to trap him in the end. It's whatever, but that's a fixable turnover. Just being smarter with the ball, knowing where you're at, all that good stuff, knowing, you know, how many timeouts you have, just in case you need to call one. But the free throw line, that one shocked me, guys. I think Malik Hall shot, I don't know, shot the best. He missed that front end one-on-one when they called a flagrant. Foster missed a few. Rocket was pretty good from the line. I think he probably was the best, but I looked at that stat, I was like, wow. You know, and also Izzo mentioned in the press conference after the game, post-game press conference, that Duke had 10 more made free throws in the first half alone. That's 10 more points. And this game still, Michigan State won handily. You know, I'm listening to Izzo. I'm like, damn, like, he's up there not laughing, but he's probably reading the stat line. Like, you know, we won the game and we got outmatched or outscored or whatever you want to call it in all these phases. I mean, if I'm Izzo, I'm thrilled about this. And he mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of positives and there's a lot of negatives to take from this game. But when you take the negatives, it's always better when you come out with a win, so it's easier to improve on. Guys, I feel like guys listen more. Now, I don't want to say they listen more, but they're more, you know, they have a better mood, all that good stuff. So they're in the zone better. And, of course, like I end every episode, my three players of the game. Three players of the game last night. Number one, Rocket Watts. Like I mentioned, 20 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Rocket played a near-perfect game for his third game ever as a point guard. And he's probably played point guard, I'm assuming, in pickup. But I'm just talking about go watch Spire, all that. You know, LaMelo Ball was the point guard. He was the two guard. You go watch AAU when he played in Michigan. I don't think he played point there. I think Jalen Terry was the point guard there. You know, they had Isaiah Jackson at center, who's on Kentucky. So Rocket really hasn't played point guard much. So for his third game, learning on the fly, basically just this offseason, he played a great game. Only negative is, I'm sure he would tell you guys, just has to improve the turnovers. Not even turnovers, just dumb ones. He, like, in the first half, he made that bad pass. Just more common sense, and he'll be leading this team fine. I have full confidence in Rocket Watt's ability. You know, not going to stress over two turnovers and a win over Duke on the road. I mean, come on, guys. But that's just my only negative with that. Other than that, he's my first player of the game. Second player of the game, Aaron Henry. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Also, 3 blocks, 3 steals. Might have got one of those wrong. Might have been 3 steals, 1 block, whatever. But Aaron Henry played a great game. Only had 4 points in the second half. But other than that, he did a lot of things like David, I mentioned again, from Starting Hoops said on Twitter, that won't show up in the stat sheet. A lot of great passes. Izzo talked about, you know, a lot of scouts might have been watching this game. And hey, they were impressed. They definitely, he didn't say that, but I can tell by the way he was, you know, phrasing it. They had to have been impressed with Aaron last night. Everything scouts probably told Aaron, you know, if you go back another year, you need to improve on this. I believe he's showcasing all those abilities. Like I said, confidence from downtown, behind the arc, guarding every position, basically, besides maybe not the 5, but other than that, he can guard any position. So Aaron Henry, he's been great this year. And finally, I think you got to give the third player of the game to Julius Marble, guys. His career high in points at Michigan State, also 12 points in only 12 minutes of action. Come on, guys. That's a phenomenal performance from Julius. So Julius, Rocket Watts, Aaron Henry, my three players of the game. Like I mentioned, negatives of the game, free throw shooting, turnovers, closing out games. Izzo gets his first win ever at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Deepest depth, I believe, Michigan State team has since 2009-2010. Other great performances, like I mentioned, Joey Hauser, Blake Hall going for double-doubles. And we will be back this week with another episode with 4-star 2022 quarterback Justin Martin out of California, talking about Michigan State, what he likes there, what he hopes to visit, all that good stuff. So thank you all for listening, and go Green.